call me by name. What a great song. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, I want you to take a copy and be finding the book of Luke today. Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15. I'll give you the thought the Lord's laid upon my heart. Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15, and when you find your place, if you're willing and able, I'm going to ask you to stand, and we'll honor the reading of that of the Word of God today, Luke chapter number 15, and find verse number 11. Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 11 today. Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 11, if you're there and you're with me this morning, would you let it know by saying amen? The Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that with the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Could I say, I'm glad the father sees us this morning. When his father saw him, had compassion, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And notice what the Bible says, and they began to be merry. Father, thank you for the word of God today. Lord, I pray, as we come to preaching time, God, I pray you'd help me, God, to do what you've called me to do. Lord, I'm grateful for the good singing. I'm grateful for all that's been said and done up until this point. But I pray, Lord, as we open the Word of God now, Lord, I pray, may your Spirit reside on this place in a mighty and a supreme way. Lord, I pray you make preaching easy today. I pray, God, that we would, Lord, we're thankful for our mothers today, but God, our desire is to honor you. And so I pray, Lord, that you'd be glorified in all that's going to be said and done. And should there be one here today that does not know you, Lord, they're in the worst kind of condition a person can be in, that is to be lost in their sin, not yet saved. Lord, your word's very clear that you must be born again. Unless a man's been born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. And so I do pray for them, Lord. Speak to them in a way that only you can. And I pray they don't leave the same way they came, but they leave. But they would come, surrender their life unto you, and be forever changed. Lord, glorify yourself in these next few moments. I pray you make much of the Lord Jesus here today. Give me an unction to preach with, a fresh touch and a fresh anointing. Allow me to say what you want me to say, and God, help me to be quiet when I need to be quiet. We love you. We praise you. We thank you ahead of time for what you're about to do. It's in Jesus' high and holy name we do humbly pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for standing. You can be seated this morning. I'm confident that most everybody in here today is familiar with this text and this story. If you've been in church for any amount of time, you've heard a lot of preaching from this text. You've heard a lot of Sunday school teaching from this text. You've heard there's been a lot of songs written about Luke chapter number 15 and the text that we just read. A lot of preaching, a lot of teaching, a lot of singing. This is what is known as the prodigal son. This is the story of the prodigal son. It's about a son who messed up. It's about a son who made some bad choices and made some bad decisions. He done some dumb things in his life and he ended up in a very bad way. Can I say this? It's not my message, but I hurry and get to it. But I want to say this. How many would agree to this this morning that young people are apt to do dumb things? Huh? Ain't that the truth? You say, hey, why are you picking on the young people? Well, it's Mother's Day. We'll pick on the young people. So how do you know young people's apt to do young things? Well, because I was one. Now I'm raising some, and guess what? We all the same. Yeah. Young people are apt to do some dumb things. This young son, the younger of them, he said to his father, Father, give me a portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And he goes to his father and he wanted part of his inheritance. The Bible says, this is what gets me, Brother Marty, I can't wrap my mind around it, but this boy, he goes to his father and he said, give me a portion of goods that falleth to me. And notice what the Bible says. The Bible says, and he did it. I scratch my head on this sometimes because as dumb as it was that what the boy did, going to his daddy saying, give me my inheritance, give me the portions of good, it's just as dumb that daddy did it. My opinion. Amen. I mean, daddy could have said, no, I ain't going to give it to you. What you think you're doing? Huh? I mean, what are you going to do when your younger boy walks up to you and says, Daddy, I want your truck. That truck, just give it to me. Huh? I say, no. So, it was a dumb thing that the boy did, but I feel like it was a dumb thing that daddy did too by just giving it to him. And I will say this morning, parents, it's okay for you to say no to your kids. As a matter of fact, it would help your kids a sight in the world if you'd learn to say no a whole lot more often than what you do right now. No ain't going to kill them. No's going to help them. Learn to say it a little bit more. But he gave it to him. The son goes into a far country. He ends up wasting it. He spent all, the Bible said. He spent it all. He wasted it all. He ends up in a bad way. He ends up in the hog lot, eating slop with the hogs. Amen. And I'm talking about he's in a very bad way. Young people, listen to me this morning. If you got a good mama and you got a good daddy in your life, the last thing you ought to decide to do or desire to do is to run off into a far country somewhere, thinking life's going to be better out yonder somewhere doing something else. I'm telling you, friend, if you got a good mama and a good daddy in your life, you're in a good place. You're in the best place you could be in. You better stay home. Amen. Stay around the blessings of God in your life. Because if you think life in the far country is going to be a better life, you're in for a rude awakening. You're going to end up in a bad, bad way. He ends up in a bad way. However, the Bible says that he came to himself. I've preached this text and I've told our young people, and I try to tell young people all the time, Luke chapter 15 is one of the texts that I always try to share with every young person I can come in contact with. And this phrase, where he came to himself, is what I always try to share to him, because notice where he came to himself at. He came to himself when he was in a bad way. He came to himself when he was in the hog lot. And so I always try to point out to young people, the best thing that could happen to you is you come to yourself before you ever leave. Amen. But he came to himself, and I'm glad that he came to himself. Thank God he came to himself. Somebody else say amen. Thank God he came to himself. And I will say this morning, the best thing that some of you could do, the best thing some of y'all could do this morning is come to yourself. Some of you need to come to yourself this morning. I'm praying for some of you to come to yourself. Somebody, hey man, it's preaching time now. You might as well, I know you hear some of y'all here visiting mama and everything, and that's wonderful, and I appreciate that, but I'm just telling you, I feel like all the hell's after our church, and I'm about tired of sitting back. I'm ready to just go ahead and just step up and just come on with a water pistol and fight hell if I have to. Amen. It's preaching time. Praise God. I'm feeling pretty good about right now. There ain't nothing wrong with me. I was worried for a little bit, you know, but it's starting to feel pretty good. And I'm just trying to tell you this morning, friend, hey, the best thing you could do is to come to yourself and realize the truth that's in thee already. He came to himself. He comes to himself. He goes back home, and the Father receives him. The Father welcomes him. The Father even celebrates him. Thank God we get to see the characteristics in that of our Father this morning. We thank the Lord for that. But that's not what I want to focus on, but I do have to say, aren't you glad he's a God of second chances? I mean, aren't you glad he's a God of forgiveness and mercy and grace? Aren't you glad he's a God who, God Almighty, no matter how long you've been gone, how bad you've ended up, how dirty you've got over here, out in the far country in the whole blood, aren't you glad we've got a God this morning who will welcome you back to his arms, who wants you to come back home? He's longing for you. He's a God that will receive you today. Aren't you glad there's life after failure? Now, you won't shout amen unless you've been a failure. But if you've like me and you know what it's like being a failure, that'll put happy bubbles in yourself this morning. Yeah. He comes back home. The Father receives him. Here's what I want to preach on this morning. It's where my heart is. And as we look at this story and we focus on the fact, most of the time we hear a lot of preaching from this text and we focus on the Father. And rightly so. There's times where you'll hear messages preached from this text and we'll focus on the younger sons and the younger son and then the self-righteous one and ungrateful son that don't rejoice when his brother comes home. And we've heard a lot of preaching on that. And we even tried to warn our young people through this that, hey, you don't want to go this way. You don't want to take this route. This is what you'll end up doing. We've heard a lot of preaching concerning the son. But there's another character here in the text that you'll never really hear much preaching about. There's another individual that I ain't really heard a lot of sermons preached concerning her. Here's my question. Where's mama at? I see the Father, I see the Son. I mean, you can find all that, but here's the question this morning. Where is Mama? Where is she? I know she exists. Amen. Somebody gave birth to these boys. How many of you know two bulls don't make a cow? Huh? That's right. That's the way God has set it up, and that's the way it's between one man, one woman for one lifetime. That's the godly way. Hey, there ain't nothing right about it ain't supposed to be two daddies in a home, two mamas in a home. No, no, no. It's a mama and a daddy. Amen. You can't have a child without a mama and a daddy. So I see daddy and I see the boys, but where's mama? So with the help of the Lord, that's what I'm going to preach on for a few moments this morning. I'm preaching on, where's mama at? Now, there's a lot of speculation we can make this morning as to where mama is. Maybe mama died. That very well could have been the case. I know of some young people that's had to grow up without a mama For whatever reason, the Lord, I call them home, and I pray for those. I pray for those young people. I pray there's some of y'all in here this morning. You've had to say goodbye to your mama, and there's come those times where you've had to be separate from your mama, and what you wouldn't give just to pick the phone up and call your mama this morning. Somebody help me right there. And so maybe the reason mama's not there because the Lord's already called her home. I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, she's not there because she left. Maybe she got mad about something, and maybe she left. I've seen that before. Matter of fact, I see it more too often. I see it go on right now. I know some mothers right now just chose to just pack her bags and leave, just go on somewhere, head on down the road. And I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying it's good, but I'm just saying it happens. All right, there's part of it, and maybe she just decided she's gonna leave. Maybe, just maybe, she's busy with work. That's why she ain't here. Maybe she's consumed with her job, and she's trying to move up in the secular world, and she's trying to build a business and make a name for herself. That she ain't got time for all this, and she ain't got time for her family and her kids and her husband, and she don't have a lot of time to spend around the house. And maybe she's so busy with work and trying to do something with her name and her things that maybe she just ain't around. I have seen that take place. Now I'll say this. It's hard, and I never understood it until I'm now married to a mother, and I watch a mother every day firsthand. But y'all mothers, I need a good hearty amen right here. It's going to be your one chance, all right? A mother just running the home is hard work. There we go. I'm talking about especially as wild as we are and as hard as we go every day. I mean, just the washing machine, the dryer, it don't stop at our house. It's probably running right now, all right? I mean, it's constantly going. She's constantly worried about how she's going to keep all our stuff clean and feed her bellies, you know, and all these things. And so just maintaining the home as a mother is hard. It's a full-time job. And so these people say, well, you know, she's stay-at-home mama, she don't really work. No, friend, you don't understand. Yeah, you don't think it's hard work? Come live at my house for a little bit. You put up with this bunch. No rest. But some mothers have to work. And I respect all mothers. I love all mothers. I thank God for them. But I got a greater appreciation for these mothers who can work a job and still maintain their home, still do all that needs to be done around the house. I mean, I don't understand how it happens, but somehow y'all make it happen. Amen. I got a special, and so I'm not saying that it's wrong for a mother to work. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying, though, it's wrong for a mother to neglect her family and dedicate herself to her career for personal gain and personal desires. Amen, friend. I don't know if you know it or not, but the way I understand it, the way I was learned when I'd been told it, but I experienced it myself. When you become a parent, all your plans, all your dreams go out the window. You got a bigger responsibility now. You got kids to tend to. You got a family you got to raise. I don't know where she is. What I do know, she's not mentioned here. And how many of you would agree this morning that when mama is missing in the home, it's not a good thing. When mama's not there, it's not a good thing. And I'll say this, this ain't just the mamas, it's Mother's Day. But daddy ought to be there too. Somebody ought to help me right there. It ought not just be dad or mama, it ought to be daddy too. Last time I checked, I think this thing, God set it up to be a team effort. Amen. like a pair of mules pulling a wagon. Amen. You can get a lot farther and get there a lot quicker when you work together and you pull together, but you get two old mules that's wanting to fight one another and go in different directions, and you ain't never going to get too far walking like that. And I know some mamas and daddies who are both present, but they're going in two different directions. That's just as bad as you not being there, friend. Amen. 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 It ought to be that mama and daddy's on the same page, working for the same goal. Amen. Serving the same God, preaching the same book. Amen. It's all ought to be on. And I will go a step further and say it like this, that the church, amen, Freedom Baptist Church ought to be just an extension of what mom and daddy's doing at home. Somebody say amen right there. It ought to be that mom and daddy's together, and mom and daddy is on the same page with the preacher as well. Therefore, when little Johnny don't get his way, he can't go whine to mama because she's in agreement with daddy. And he can't go whine to daddy because daddy's in agreement with the pastor. And they can't go whine to the pastor because their pastor's in agreement with the word of God. They finally figured out, you know what? I ain't got nowhere to go. I might as well just do it right. That's better preaching than y'all are letting on to it. I feel like I'm preaching outside of my years right now. Praise God. It's the way it ought to be. But when mama's not there, it's not a good thing because some things go missing. When mama's not there, so are some other things. Things like clean clothes. Full bellies. That's the first thing leaves our house when Shay's not there. All of a sudden they asking me, "What we gonna eat?" Call Mama. That's it. I want to give you three things. I think I've got three things. I got a couple of things here I want to give you that I noticed that's missing in the home. Missing in our lives when mama ain't there. I'm going to give them to you quick. Number one, I want you to notice this morning. First thing I noticed that'll be missing when mama ain't there, and that'll be the love of a mother. I done made mention of it this morning. It's just something special about a mother's love. It's just something you say what you want. There's just something special about the love of a mother for her child. There ain't nothing like a mother's love. I mean, daddy loves his babies, but I'm telling you, there's something that goes to another level with mama. It's just something special about a mother's love. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 says it like this, says, "Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" It's just something special about the love of a mother for her child. I think my kids this morning, I really do, I think they know that I love them. I think. But it is without doubt that I know that they know that the mama loves them. There's something about that mama. Something special about a mother's love. When my kids are looking for attention, when they're looking for affection, when they need a hug, watch this. When they need some petting, I've been there. Need a little petting, guess what? They don't call for daddy. My kids ain't none of them. My little girl's starting to a little bit. Every now and then, her and her mama, they got a unique relationship right now. Every now and then, she'll crawl up in my lap and she'll say, "Daddy." But for the majority, my kids never crawl up in my lap and just want me to hold them. No, it's always mama. I want mama. Why? There's something special about a mother's love. The only reason I ain't killed my boys up to this point is because of a mother's love, all right? Something special about a mother's love. Yeah, boys, you better be grateful for your mama. A mother's love's different than a father's love. Father's love, it's more of a tough love. Would you not agree? I mean, it's real. Amen. It's genuine. It's real. It goes deep. It's strong. I'm talking about how many would agree this morning. Daddy will fight anybody and anything on behalf of his family and kids. That's right, friend. I mean, I'm talking about we're quick to it. But a mother's love, it's just got that affectionate love. Every child, hear me now, every child needs a mother's love. They need a mother's love. When there is no mother's love, there's an absence that causes problems in the home. It produces a hardness. A mother's love will help a child stay tender. You hang around daddy all the time. I mean, that's why sometimes they are hollering nowadays and they say, I need to send my boys with you. You toughen them up a little bit. Why? There's something about a daddy that just produces a hardness. Oh, but there's something about a mother that produces a tenderness. Something special about a mother's love. When mama ain't there, you don't have that. Take mama out to home, you don't have that special love. I don't know where mama was at, but she wasn't there, therefore mother's love wasn't there. Number two, I want to say that the counsel of a mother. When mama ain't there, there ain't no motherly counsel. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13 says this, as one whom his mother comforteth. Proverbs 31 and 26, talking about that virtuous woman. The Bible says, she openeth her mouth, watch this, with wisdom. Wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. That's a good mama. That's a good woman. She's got some wisdom about her. She opens her mouth and kindness just flows out of it. It's a virtuous woman. You know what ain't there when mama ain't there? You don't got the mother's counsel. How many would agree this morning that kids will talk to their mamas before they'll talk to the daddies? My kids, they'll go tell Shay, I mean, every little thing going on in their life, they'll tell mama. And I can ask them what they ate for dinner. I don't know. What's wrong with you, boy? I don't know. You don't talk? Nah. But you let them get around mama and it just starts flowing. Every little secret they got, every little problem they got, they just won't tell mama everything. Why is that? There's something special about a mother's counsel. A lot of us times, us fathers, you know, we're hard, we're stern, and we'll stand out there, and we need to be. Somebody help me right there. Daddy, you ought to be hard and you ought to be stern. You ain't supposed to be a mama. You're supposed to be a daddy. And that's why a child needs a father and a mother in their home. But we'll be hard and stern, and we'll say, well, this is the way it's going to be. Like it, lump it. It don't matter. It's the way it's going to be, and we'll put our foot down. And then that child, they'll go around, and they don't want to talk to daddy too much about it, but they'll work their way toward mama. Well, I don't agree with daddy, and I'm mad and everything. Then mama's got a way of just throwing her arms around them little babies and talking to them and saying, well, now, you know your daddy. He's not just coming up with this, but he's really right. You know what the Bible says, and they just got a way of just counseling them, holding it all together. Your daddy's doing right. It's a good thing. It's for you. I know he's got a hard way of showing it, but it's for you. Mama's got a special way of just having good counsel with her children. When mama ain't there, you don't get that. I'll give you one more. I see there's no love, there's no counsel. And then lastly, I want to say this. When mama ain't there, there is no memory. There's no remembrance. So what you talking about, there ain't no remembrance. Well, book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6 says this, says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, a lot of folk take that verse and they say, well, that just means if you take them to church and you get them on a good Bible preaching, a good King James Version Bible preaching, you know, a Holy Ghost Spirit-filled Bible preaching, and you get them in a good Sunday school youth program. I mean, you do all these things, then that child's just going to serve God all the days of their life. That's not necessarily true, and that's not what that verse is saying. Because I know some kids that come from good homes, good Bible-believing churches that chose to go the other direction and live like hell. They're in the hog lot this morning. So it's not saying that if you do this that you have control over them. At the end of the day, it's a personal choice. My kids, I pray to God that they'll grow up and serve the Lord and honor God with their life. But if they do, they'll not do it because Daddy chose for them to do it. They'll do it because they chose personally to do it. What that verse does say, though, is that when they get old, it's not a guarantee they're gonna serve God and honor God and live in the will of God, but it is a guarantee that no matter where they go, no matter what they do, what you pump into them and what you teach them while they're at home, that will never leave them. I know some folk right now. I talked to a man the other day. I'm talking about growing up in a preacher's home, a Bible preacher. I'm talking about being in some of the best services, best meetings. I mean, he was around it all. And I talked to him the other day, and he said, well, you know, I ain't been in church in years. I said, you're kidding me. He said, nope, sure ain't. Got talked to, he said, I've been thinking about coming and seeing you, and we talked for a little bit. And I said, brother, and he says, I know. He said, I know. I know it's wrong, I know. He said, but that's where I'm at. He's there, but this ain't left him. He still knows. What this verse says, you raise them right, when they get old, they're always going to remember what you taught them. Mama ain't there, how you going to teach them? Some today are not in church, but they had a good mama who took them to church. They had a mama who read the Bible to them. They had a mama who sung to them. Yeah. Huh? Amen. Y'all remember what it's like when you're at home and you could hear mama singing? Maybe she'd be in the kitchen singing, you know, Amazing Grace. I get excited for my kids when Shay comes through the house talking about, you know, how singing about how good God's been or something. You know, I get fired up about that. See, some of y'all had some good mamas in your life. You know why you're in church today on Mother's Day? It's because you remember. You remember what your mama taught you. You remember she loved you enough to teach you the truth. You may not be where you ought to be, but you know where you should be this morning. You know you ought to be in church. You know you ought to be serving the Lord. You know that because you learned it from your mama. When mama ain't there, you don't learn that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6. I got to hurry. The Bible says, when I call to remembrance, Paul said, the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. That same gift that was in them, I'm persuaded it's in thee. A remembrance. A remembrance. Multiple times a day, my kids, they'll come to me and they'll say something like this. Where's mama? I said, well, I don't know what you need. I need mama. That means two things. Number one, they don't want me to know what they need. Number two, they know I can't meet that need anyways. They need mama. Where's mama? I got a little blonde-haired girl. She'll come running through there. And I mean, I'm talking about just, it don't matter what it is. Where's mama? Where's mama? Where's mama? Well, let me help you with something. Nope, where's mama? I need mama. Can I say something to you this morning, mothers? We need you. I need you. This church needs you. We're living in a day where talking about, you know, and we're fighting it in this secular world, talking about how, you know, you ladies, y'all need to focus on yourself and build yourself. And now it's what we got, you know, so many women out here, and they're trying to build a name or a career out of this and that, and they're neglecting their home, they're neglecting their church, trying to do that. I want to say something to you. And you talk to me and say, why are you about that? Well, I just want to feel needed. I just need to feel. I want to say to you this morning, you are needed. You're needed here more than you ever are out there. This church needs you. Your kids need you. Your husband needs you. This family needs you. Amen. We need you around here this morning. And God help us to ever let you forget how much you're needed. And I'm going to say this, if you're a lady and you're a part of this church and you say, well, I ain't a mother, it don't matter. If you're a lady and you're a part of this church, you're a mother figure in this church. And you're needed. You know what I'm doing as your pastor today? Spiritually, I'm asking the question, where's mama? Where's mama? It ain't good when mama ain't home. There's some things that go missing when mama's not there. I'm not saying that this boy would have never did what he did if mama would have been there. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying this, it didn't help matters that she wasn't. And I'm not saying she's not there. I'm just saying you can't find her. It's not mentioned. Where is mama? Where is mama? We need her today. We need you. We need you. And I'm going to tell you how hard it is to find. Well, the book of Proverbs says it like this. Who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. You know, sometimes it's hard to find mama. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to find a good woman. I thought about preaching on that for a little bit this morning, but I ain't got enough time. A good woman's hard to find. Boy, that'd make for good preaching. Come back tonight. We may hit that a lick tonight. Good woman's hard to find. Amen. Amen. Where's mama? Where are you at today, mama? Been a while since you've been where you ought to be, ain't it? Won't you get where you need to be this morning? Won't you make your presence known? If you're here today and you're here because you had a good mama, hey, you ought to heed to it. You ought to heed to it. You ought to thank God for mama. She is a gift from God. And I thank the Lord for it. Where's mama? Let's stand to our feet today as they come get a verse of invitation. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. I don't know who you are. I don't know how the Lord spoke to you today. But if you're here today and you're a lady, you're needed. Mother, you're needed. You're needed. Where's mama? It's easy to get hung up in all this other stuff and neglect what really matters. God give you the greatest gift in a child. You ought to be there. You ought to be there. If you've got a good mother today, you ought to crawl on this altar and you ought to thank the God of heaven that he give you a good mother. Who can find a virtuous woman? Some of y'all know what it's like to you grew up with a virtuous woman. You married a virtuous woman. You're a blessed individual. Who can find? They're hard to find. They're hard to find. Where's mama? If you're here today, God spoke to your heart. I want to invite you to come. If you're here and you've never been saved, you ought to get saved. You ought to get saved. However God spoke to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word of God today. Lord, I pray you'd bless it now. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to hearts. There'd be some folk, Lord, that get to their place today. They'd realize the need. They'd realize the need that don't get met when they ain't there. I pray every lady in this church would recognize the need that don't get met when they ain't here. God, help us to be what you called us to be. Who can find a virtuous woman? Hard to find. A good woman's hard to find. But Lord, I'm grateful you've allowed me to grow up with some good women. God, I'm grateful you allowed me to marry a good woman. May we not take it for granted. May we honor them today as we honor you. There's one here that's not saved. I pray they come get saved, for it's everlasting too late. We love you. We praise you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.